The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. This is The Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM, WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome. It is Friday. Welcome to Friday, August 22nd. Summer is closing up, right? But what a beautiful day it is right outside right now. So kind of has that welcome fall feel, I guess, right? Yeah, it sure does. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As always, we are live and local this morning at our WTBR studio at Federico Drive here in Pittsfield. Today, we are going to have Reverend Mike Denton, who is going to be speaking to us today about the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry there on South Street, particularly about just the goings-on there and all the good work that they're doing and the needs that they have for our community. And also about an upcoming fundraiser that's going to be happening at the Colonial next month. Before we get into that, we're going to check our local weather.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. North wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Night is cool with lows in the mid-50s. West wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. Saturday, sunny. Highs around 80. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Thank you, National Weather Service. So in studio this morning, we have Reverend Mike Denton. Mike, how are you?
Very good. Really happy to be here today. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here because there's a lot to talk about and the good work that you guys are doing there at the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, which before we even get started, let's address the name.
That's right.
All right. Can you tell me what's going on?
Yeah. So what's now known as the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry has gone through a few different name changes at different points along the way that more accurately reflects who it was and who it's becoming. With the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry is something that many of you might know previously as the South Community Food Pantry. We had challenges, though, with that name that a lot of people thought, where is it in Great Barrington or in the south part of the county?
Right.
And so to more accurately reflect where we are, we changed the name to the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry. So we continue to be at 110 South Street in Pittsfield.
At 110 South Street.
110 South Street. Right.
And so it's the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry.
You got it.
It's the new name. It's still in transition, though, right? It's officially going to be next month. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. I think we're all trying to practice the name and get used to the name at the same time.
Right.
So if any of you hear me say South Community Food Pantry, that's because I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah. And, of course, the pantry is associated with the United Church of Christ there on Pittsfield, right there on South Street in Pittsfield,
correct.
Where you are the pastor.
That's correct.
Right. And how long have you been the pastor there at the church?
It'll be 3 years next month.
3 years.
Yep, not a real long time.
Yeah, okay. For resume sakes, we'll also mention you were also the pastor where?
I'm at Canaan Congregational Church, just over the border in Canaan, New York.
Okay.
So I'm three quarters time at United Church of Christ Pittsfield and one quarter time at Canaan Congregational Church.
All right. So it keeps you busy.
It does keep me busy.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, so the pantry, let's get into some stats, I guess, about what kind of need there is and what you're seeing as far as how many families and folks here in Berkshire County are served by the services there at the pantry.
Sure. I think one of the things that's part of the story that we keep emphasizing is how much the numbers are changed and how much the numbers have gone up. Mm. Like I mentioned before, I've been here for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years next month. And when I first arrived here, we were serving about 750 households over a monthly basis. Last month's stats said that we're now up at 1,531 households that are being served on a monthly basis, and getting over 1,500 has become a more regular number now. Mm-hmm. So it's gone up significantly over the last 3 years as far as the number of people we serve. And within that 1,531, just over the last month or so, we had about 300 new people who were served by the program. Mm-hmm. And just to sort of give you an idea, out of about 300, and it's a little bit more than 300, but about 102 of them were between ages of 0 and 17. Mm. About 211 of them were between ages 18 and 64. And we had about 39 people who were more than 65 mm-hmm. who were coming to the pantry really for the first time to try to get some help.
Mm. That's a lot of youth.
Yep, it's a lot of youth.
Represented in those numbers.
Yep.
For the services that you provide there, mm-hmm. You have certain hours, you have certain opportunities for meals, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So the pantry itself is available from 7:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So from 7:30 to 11 a.m. on Wednesdays and Thursdays, the pantry is open. It's a pretty simple format for a pantry. People come into one door of the pantry at 110 South Street, get a box, pick those things off the tables that they need to get themselves through the next few days, and then simply leave out the other door. A lot of people who come also pick up breakfast. We have breakfast that's served there from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m., also on those Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Wednesday evening, more recently, we've started up some particular hours then. Mm-hmm. So on Wednesday evening, the pantry's open from 4:30 to 5:30, and during that time period, we also have a meal that you can carry out and take home.
For someone to come in and receive the food, mm-hmm. how do they need to communicate with you in advance in some way and make a reservation, if you will, for mm-hmm. a pickup? Or can they just show up? What's the process?
People show up. Mm-hmm. So the main qualification that we have for anybody who comes to the pantry is simply that they're hungry. Mm-hmm. We come and take some very basic demographic information from people when they first enter into the pantry, but it's nothing that is by any means sort of extensive. It's really mm-hmm. just sort of getting the basic pieces that we have to report back mm-hmm. to groups like the Western Massachusetts Food Bank and through the FDA. To let them know basically the folks that we're serving. Then you just come through the line and you can go ahead and pick up a meal and pick up some food. So there's no advance notice that you have to give to us at all.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
So they can just show up.
Yep. Well, you know, for some folks, they know that, you know, hunger is going to be an ongoing part of their life for a mm-hmm. while until things mm-hmm. work out. And for other people, they figure it out that day sure. that they need a little bit of help. And so we're willing to help out both and
sure.
able to.
Sure. And to that point, like you said, it's an ongoing struggle for some people. So I'm sure you have, for lack of a better term, regular customers.
Sure.
Right? People who are regularly in there
yep.
to get what they need.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs here, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the most basic thing is to be fed. Food and shelter, right? Without those two things, it's really hard to function in any other way in society or personally.
Well, I think one of the things that I've talked about with the pantry is that obviously we get a lot of attention for food specifically, but when you help people out with food, you're really helping out with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you kind of think about your own monthly budget, you tend to have your budget and your monies that go towards food, go towards housing,
mm-hmm.
Transportation. Communication and interacting with people and medical needs.
Mm-hmm.
When people have a crisis or have a need in any of those one areas, they look at ways to supplement their whole budget as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're helping feed people, we recognize that we're also helping pay for rent. When we help
right.
feed people, we also recognize that we're helping pay for communication and transportation and all those different things too.
Right. And everything's connected.
Yep. Everything's connected. There's one pocket that everybody reaches into.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've a lot of times we have nonprofits on here and here in the Berkshire community, these different organizations are doing so much for people.
Amazing.
And it all comes together. It all feeds into the same need ultimately.
Yep.
Right. And, you know, a quote I often reference is from Desmond Tutu, right? Bishop Desmond Tutu,
mm-hmm.
where I know I'm not saying it exactly right, but essentially it was, you know, instead of pulling people out of the river, let's go upstream and figure out where they're falling in, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So anything like this helps in some way, helps patch some of those holes in people's lives so that they can focus on the rest of the things that they need to do every day.
We hear as many stories from people who our occasional users of the pantry to people who had to use it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, every single person, and I'm sure those of you who are listeners right now can think about a time when they needed a little help.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they were able to get that help from a family member, maybe from a neighbor, maybe they had to turn to an agency.
Mm-hmm.
But the food pantry, as well as lots of other nonprofits within the area, are really helping people span that gap to be able to get from where they are right now, that difficult place, mm-hmm. to a better place over time. So every time you help out places like the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry and other similar organizations, you're helping a lot of people get from that place right now that might be difficult to another place that might be better.
Yeah, exactly. So the food that ends up at the pantry,
mm-hmm.
What are some of the resources that are providing you with that food? I know obviously you're connected with the Western Mass Food Bank,
yep.
right? Which I know that they serve almost 200 pantries and shelters and other locations that need some help,
mm-hmm.
throughout the four counties.
Yep.
Right. So you're obviously one of those recipients,
mm-hmm.
of their supplies. Where else are you getting this food from?
It's a combination. And again, I do just want to emphasize the Western Massachusetts Food Bank because they're a fantastic organization that helps out a lot of people. And because of some of the cuts that they've recently received, it's going to be more difficult to help out some pantries like ours. So any good thoughts, prayers, or money you can send to the Western Massachusetts Food Bank, it really helps out all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also say that we receive regular donations from people, both through businesses, through grants, through individuals that decide to give on some sort of regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And those monies help us purchase some food too.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the scale of food at which we purchase, sometimes we can get a better deal around that than people who might be able to drop off some canned goods. And that's appreciated too, because mm-hmm. that happens as well.
Mm-hmm.
People sometimes will drop off canned goods during the business hours of the pantry,
mm-hmm.
Or other similar things that we're asking for to help us make it through that moment. Another way is, and this is sort of a newer way for us, is doing some of the larger fundraisers,
mm-hmm.
That we've talked about. So we had the Rock and Bowl event that happened several months ago in the spring that really helped us raise some monies and, again, help buy more food. But then we've also got this piece called Rock the Pantry that's coming up in September.
Yeah, we want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, so that's going to be September.
Yep, September.
September 20, so
yep.
A little less than a month away.
Yeah.
And it's right across the street from you guys at
yep.
the Colonial Theater.
Yep.
And so, I mean, talk about like being able to look across the street and see what your money is going to, right?
Yeah.
If you're contributing to this event. Can you talk a little bit more about what the concert's going to entail? Who's going to be there?
Sure. And I think, first of all, just want to give a shout out for the Colonial Theater and for the Berkshire Theater Group for really, they're really helping sponsor this in many, many different ways. They look across the street from them and
right.
see the folks who are going to the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can see and recognize the need and really appreciate the way that they're stepping up and responding at this moment to help us have this event at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Colonial Theater.
They're pretty fantastic. So if you were, go to their website, you can find out a little bit more about it. And it's at BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. And if you click on events on the far right hand of the page and scroll down to September 20th, that's one of the places that you can find out more about the event as well as purchase tickets. But we've got some great folks who are lined up to be able to be with us. So we've got the Wanda Houston Band, who, if mm-hmm. you haven't heard her before or seen her perform, you should. We would love to have you at this event, but if you can come any other time to mm-hmm. anything that she's doing, she's fantastic.
And she's a big draw. You know, down in Lenox at the Lilac Park there, they have a concert series, and she was there one night this summer, and I was just in town for something else, and I couldn't find a parking spot. And there were hordes of people just walking with their chairs heading over to the park. I was like, who's playing tonight?
Yeah.
So she's got a very big following, so that's great that she's part of this.
Well, we're really, the folks that are coming are pretty outstanding
yeah.
and well-known within the Berkshires, but are becoming more and more known outside of the Berkshires, mm-hmm. too. So this is kind of a neat moment to sort of come together. We also have Billy Keene, mm-hmm. Who is part of Whiskey Treaty Roadshow and has done a lot of his own solo projects now, who also was someone who delivered for the pantry at one point in time in mm-hmm. his past. And so he's coming back to support the pantry as well. We have Natalia Bernal and Jason Ennis, who are coming. And if you haven't heard them them before. They frequently were regulars at Dottie's when Dottie's was still open.
Oh, yeah.
But play around lots of different places. And you can listen to some of the things that they play online, and they're fantastic. And then we've also got Jackson Duchon, who is a... I haven't seen him before, but I keep hearing things about him here and there. He's a younger guy, and he's an Elvis impersonator. Uh-huh. Supposed to be pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun show. Very entertaining music from a lot of different angles and a lot of different traditions. And I it would be a good show to go to anyway.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's a fundraiser for the pantry is even more one really good reason to go.
Yeah, so Jackson, I think, is, what, 14 years old?
That's what I think. Yeah. That's what I've heard, yep.
Yeah, so Elvis impersonator, 14-year-old. So.
Yeah.
How's your Elvis impersonation?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. You know, every time I try to do an imitation of anybody, it sounds somewhere between, like, Jimmy Stewart and Kermit the Frog. I do lousy imitations, so I will not be doing that today.
All right, all right. Well, hopefully it gives a, you know, I'm not going to do either, but, thank you very much to...
Yeah, well, that's not bad.
The Colonial Theater and to you guys.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a great lineup. It's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., so that's a reasonable amount of time to spend there. Tickets are $40 and $60, right? Is that correct?
Right.
And then, of course, you know, there's usually a service fee that goes along with that as well. But generally, they're $40 and $60. So very reasonable, actually, for that. For a show and for a fundraiser, that's a very reasonably priced ticket. So.
Exactly. For the artists you're going to see, and that's part of it, too, is we recognize that people are all different levels who need the pantry and all different levels who are able to share with the pantry. And so this is one way we wanted to make it possible by keeping the prices as reasonable as we could.
Right. So for anyone who's just joining us, if you know, just got in the car or just got to work, we are here talking with Reverend Mike Denton, who is talking about the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry there on South Street. He's also the pastor of the United Church of Christ in Pittsfield, right there at 110 South Street, right where the pantry is. And we're talking about the needs of the pantry and the good work that they do there, as well as we were just speaking about, the upcoming fundraiser that's going to be at the Colonial on September 20th to raise money for the pantry.
Yep.
So another big part about the pantry, obviously, is that it is operated almost if not completely 100% by volunteers. Is that correct?
Yeah. And we've got around 130, 150 people who are volunteers who help make the pantry happen. There are some folks that we have had to contract with for some of our financial stuff and that sort of thing. But generally speaking, the pantry itself on the day-to-day operations is run totally by volunteers.
And so if somebody wants to become a volunteer, what would be the process for that? Who would they reach out to?
Yeah, there's some contact information. If you go to pittsfieldfoodpantry.org, and again, for those of you who might be hearing this for the first time, the Pittsfield Food Pantry used to be called the South Community Food Pantry. So for a variety of reasons, we changed the name. But if you go to pittsfieldfoodpantry.org, you can see a link on there that says contact. And if you are interested in volunteering, you can click on that contact link and we'll be happy to get back with you.
Okay. Yeah, and I see there's a phone number there, too, to reach out to. I think it says Mary Wheat and Carol Pius. Are you pronouncing that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like those are the two folks you'd be looking to be in touch with. And actually, while Mary Wheat is, while we're talking about Mary Wheat,
Mary Wheat
is amazing.
She is amazing.
Mary, for those of you who don't know, is 90, almost two. 92?
Yeah.
Yep.
Almost there.
Mary pretty much runs the show there.
She does.
I volunteered for a while as a delivery person, and this was a few years ago. And I would go out and have my assigned maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 places, whatever it was. And, you know, first of all, every time you made a delivery, people were always very grateful, you know, and very respectful and very appreciative of the services they were getting. But every now and then I'd have someone say, you know, we don't need milk next week.
Yep.
Or something to that effect.
Yep.
So I'd make a note. I'd go back. I'd tell Mary. And, you know, as you said, there's, 1,500 households, right, being managed or being served. I'd go back to her and I'd say, Mary, this one, I'd say that, you know, this one particular family here, they don't need milk next week. And she'd go, okay. I go, do you want me to write it down, a note? She goes, no, I got it.
Yep.
Sure enough, the next week I'd go and I'd get the box for that family and there'd be, the milk wouldn't be in there.
Yeah,
she just she had it. She has it. She's amazing. She does a great job there.
Yeah, and I Mary Wheat helped found the pantry, and I think a lot of people really sort of describe her as the heart and soul of the pantry. And there's all, there's tons of folks that help out, but Mary's still central. I learned before I came here that essentially there's one right answer. If Mary Wheat asks you a question, and it's usually yes, because her sense of what needs to be done and what should be done is pretty much always right on. And she's opened a conversation about trying some new things and some different things too that she hasn't necessarily tried. So she's she's a fantastic leader. Within that position.
And also just the attention that she's drawn and the recognition that she has as a result of this, and the correlation between her and the pantry. Was a great opportunity last year, I think it was, where for her 91st birthday, you had a cereal drive.
It started with her 90th birthday.
Oh, it started with her 90th.
And did one and did another follow-up one last year, too.
And I think, so on her 90th, I think the goal was 900 boxes of cereal, and you ended up with 6,000 or something like that.
Between 6,000 and 7,000, it was a huge number of boxes. But that, I think, says a lot about who Mary Wheat is within this community and who, what the pantry is for people within the community. Folks recognize that the need is going up. Folks recognize that cereal is one of those days that helps people get their day off right. And so when Mary Wheat says, recognizes that that's one way to help serve people and help people's day get off on the right foot, people listen. Her instincts around the stuff are, are always right.
And you're right, though, too. There's so many other folks there that really have a handle on this and are doing fantastic job. So thank you to all those volunteers.
One of the things that's neat about a lot of our volunteer base is that there's a lot of the folks who volunteer either in some point in their life received food from the pantry or also people who regularly receive food from the pantry. Because it's one of the ways that people help out each other. A lot of the things that become efficiencies within the pantry have really come from those folks who are volunteers who were previously or currently receiving food. One of the things that a lot of pantries have done is they sort of put together a preset box, and you take that box with you. It shifted to people being able to sort of choose what they want, because that was one of the things that people recognized could be helpful. Because just as you mentioned, there's sometimes when people need milk and sometimes they don't. There's sometimes when they need more potatoes and sometimes they don't. And by having people be able to go through the line and essentially say, nope, I don't need this today, it helps make sure that there's food from someone who does need milk that week. It makes sure that there's potatoes for someone who does need potatoes that week. And that's the way that folks who come to the pantry also help give feedback to the pantry and help us be a very efficient organization.
And you mentioned before about donations of food, canned food, and so forth. Obviously, if somebody's going to do that, we want to make sure that it's not expired. So try to be mindful of that before you bring it. So it's one less thing that the volunteers have to try to weed out and, and look for themselves, right?
So across the board. Because we get a lot of donations of food, and sometimes, and understandably, some of the food we receive is pretty close to the line. Close to the line, we can work with. Over the line, it creates more work for the volunteers, and it means that it makes it that much more difficult to feed other folks. We appreciate the intent, no matter what, but that's part of the reality that we have to face in order to have integrity as an organization.
So I know, as you mentioned before, with the Western Mass Food Bank, that they are going to be facing some restrictions and some more challenges. Can you talk a little bit about how some of the funding with some of the government programs right now are affecting you guys here in Pittsfield?
I think we're going to see a growing number of ways that various cuts and policies affect us. I mentioned earlier that if you really think about your budget and sort of think about it as a pocket, you kind of reach into the same pocket to pay expenses for food, for housing, for medical care, for transportation, and basic communication needs. As different programs that help supplement some of those programs get cut, we're recognizing that within the pantry, we're going to receive more people who are looking at ways of generally supplementing their budget as they try to address those needs. So when someone receives a Medicaid cut, which is predicted, we know that our numbers will go up. When someone receives a cut to any sort of supplement that they're receiving with their housing, we know we're going to get more folks. As costs go up, for example, just around sort of the tin steel that's used for canned goods, that we're trying to factor in the fact that that's probably going to go up by 9 to 15%, the cost of each of those. That'll be another time when people have just a little bit less money and need some more help. So when we look at all the different ways that, that cuts are coming, it's frankly frightening. Particularly when we look at SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program, the cuts to that aren't coming till at least the biggest cuts to that aren't really coming until 2027. But we recognize that that's going to also create tremendous need. The Western Massachusetts Food Bank has figured that for every one meal that they help provide, SNAP helps provide nine. So essentially what this means is that folks are going to be looking for multiple days of food in ways that they weren't able to find that food before. So we're trying to plan for that and get ahead of that. But if imagine the numbers of the pantry now, again, about around 1,500 households being served. Just imagine by what proportion those might be increasing as things like SNAP is cut back on over time, and then the big cuts come in 2027. So we're all worried, and I'd be lying if I said we weren't just a little bit afraid.
Yeah, for sure. And all the more reason that, you know, you have a fundraiser like you're having. Obviously, that's not going to cover everything, not by a stretch, but it helps. So, you know, we want to encourage people to, if nothing else, celebrate the pantry on September 20th. That's going to be at the Colonial Theater, right? It's the Rock the Pantry benefit, right?
Yep.
For the Berkshire... Berkshire Community Food Pantry. See, I almost got my...
Pittsfield Community Food Pantry.
Oh, Pittsfield.
Oh, geez,
yes.
Pittsfield Community Pantry, formerly known as the South Community
Food
Pantry.
I was trying so hard, and I messed it up anyway. So if you're just joining us, the reason we're saying that is that they're going through a slight change, name change. It was originally South Community, but we are now rephrased, renamed as Pittsfield Community Food Pantry.
You got
it. The same operation, same location.
Yep.
Just
same people.
Little new brand rebranding.
Yep.
But anyway, so the Rock the Pantry is going to be on the 20th. It's going to be right across the street from the pantry, right across the street from the church. It is at the Colonial. I've got a heck of a lineup. You know, tickets are reasonably priced at $40 to $60 a piece. It's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So I mean, you know, that's a good time of the evening, you know, it's, and it's not too long. It's just right. And so check out the website, both at the Colonial, and as well, check it out, the website for the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, and you'll be able to get a full list of all the performers. And we'll talk about that some more again before we wrap up today.
Sounds great.
So I did mention, you know, the church, of course, is there too.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the United Church of Christ there on South Street and talk about maybe some of your services and some of the other things that you guys do?
Sure. We also went through a name change within the last couple of years.
Okay.
So currently we're known as the United Church of Christ Pittsfield at 110 South Street. But the United Church of Christ Pittsfield came from the sort of the consolidation of two different congregations. So South Congregational Church and First Church of Christ Pittsfield came together over the last 2 to 3 years, and now we are as one congregation, United Church of Christ Pittsfield.
Okay.
So that's one name change that we have, but our services are on Sundays at 10 o'clock. Within our roots, we also helped found what is now known as the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry. It used to be a specific ministry of the church, but now has moved off to become its own separate 501c3 secular organization with the same mission that it's always had, feeding people. But it allows it to do different kind of fundraising and have different partners in fundraising in order to feed people too. The space is within the church, and they do help out, you know, through the pantry with some of the expenses that we have. But the church also supplements other parts of them in a significant way too, to make sure that they're able to be there and again continue to feed people. So that's part of the work that we do. We're also involved in a lot of other community groups and organizations. Activism-wise and around homelessness, we're in partnership with all the downtown churches as part of the campus of downtown churches. All the churches in downtown Pittsfield, all of them that I'm aware of, at least at this point, we're all doing something around either housing or feeding people or a wide variety of things. And we figure out ways to supplement each other's work and complement each other's work as we do that too. So it's a great partnership beyond just our congregation.
And you know, that's so important to be able to collaborate with other like agencies or in your case churches.
Yeah.
To you know, you're all basically have the same mission, right?
Yep.
to make the world a little bit better. So if you guys can be more efficient by working together, then that's great. And I see a lot of that here in Berkshire County, which is always very promising. And
it is the, I have to say that this is the most generous community I have ever lived in. Mm-hmm. Anywhere. And I've lived in many different places across the country. I've never been in a community that's as generous as this one. When there's a need that's emerged, I'm amazed by how quickly this community works to address that need. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, good. Thank you for sharing your perspective on that. That's always good to hear. So we are coming up on the top of the hour. We will continue talking after we get our station ID. We're going to pause for that station ID. We're going to thank our underwriters. And then we will return with Reverend Mike Denton with the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry and the United Church of Christ in Pittsfield, where he is the pastor. And we're going to be talking more about an upcoming event, a Rock the Pantry, which is going to be at the Colonial on September 20th. So we want to make sure that people know about that and get to this show to help support the pantry. So we'll be back in a few moments, so stick around.
Tune for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Berkshire Running Foundation was created to advance and support the positive impact the running community has in the neighborhoods we live. In the past decade, we have been able to donate over $300,000 to dozens of nonprofit organizations here in Berkshire County through our races and free wellness programming. Please visit berkshirerun.org to support our mission to continue to have a social and economic impact on the Berkshires.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
Do you like 90s alternative?
Do you like 2000s emo?
Are you tired of the same old predictable radio?
Tune in to Zennial Yearbook on WTVR. We're playing the best alternative songs from the 90s and early 2000s.
We're playing Green Day, Foo Fighters,
Blink-182, Weezer, and more My Chemical Romance than is required by law.
So tune your Walkman to 89.7 FM WTBR. Saturdays at 2 p.m. for all this and more.
It's Zennial Yearbook!
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Morning Drive. We are at WTBR 89.7 FM, WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. I am your guest host today, Brian Burkle. And in studio, we have Reverend Mike Denton, who is the pastor at the United Church of Christ in Pittsfield. And he's here today to talk about one of the missions of the church, which is the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, and also to promote a fantastic fundraiser that's coming up at the Colonial later next month. So we're going to check in on the weather, and then we will get back to this conversation.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. North wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Night is cool with lows in the mid-50s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Becoming south after midnight. Saturday, sunny. Highs around 80. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, sounds like a pretty decent stretch, at least today and tomorrow. So take advantage of it before summer leaves us. I mean, September is usually a great month, too. We still usually get some really nice weekends and a couple of nice warm days throughout September. So it's not over yet, but it is cooling down, which is good.
The heat's starting to feel like it. Yep.
Yeah, it is. The longer shadows, yep. All that stuff's starting to creep in. But that's the cycle of life, right? And the seasons here. So, so this morning we are talking about the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, which is a rebranded name of the formerly, Mike?
South Community Food Pantry.
South Community Food Pantry, right. Yeah. So they are the same thing. It's just a little rebranding. And so I have Reverend Mike Denton here in studio to talk a little bit more about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, and the work you guys do down there, with all the volunteers, it's 100% volunteer run.
Yep,
right?
About 130, 150 volunteers.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't happen without that.
No way.
But also, of course, food costs money. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the volunteers who are putting the packages together for those who are in need, there's also a great need for raising some funds.
Yep.
So we'll talk a little bit about different ways that people can support, in addition to the Rock the Pantry, which is coming up on September 20th from 7 to 9. Tickets are $40 to $60, which is, I think that's pretty reasonably priced for anything really around here, especially given the lineup that you have, which includes Wanda Houston, by the way, and Billy Keene, Natalia Bernal, and Jason Innes, and then a 14-year-old Elvis personator, Jackson Ducharme, right? So should be a really good lineup. And so go to the Colonial website. You can see how you can register for tickets there, purchase tickets there. And you can also link through the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry website as well.
Yeah, if you want to buy it directly from the theater, you can go to berkshiretheatergroup.org. And on the far right hand of that page, you can click on events, see all the things that are happening within Berkshire Theater Group theaters. But if you scroll down to September 20th, you can purchase tickets there.
So on the break, we were just talking about before the break, you were mentioning as your position as a pastor with the church, how the churches here in Pittsfield have sort of a cohort and you guys work together because you have similar missions. Likewise, as far as food pantries go, there are others here. And even on this show, you know, we've really recognized the importance of getting information out about these food pantries and these resources. So just in the past year, some of my other guests on here have been Rebecca Hunter and Jesse Miner from the Dream Center. You know, as you know, they have not only the food pantry, but they also serve meals in the evenings there. And Kristen Toole with Heart and Soil, which has a little bit different model, where they get food donated from farmers and so forth, and they get that food out to people who are on their lists, mostly homebound folks.
Sure.
So all of you are working towards the same mission of making sure that people are properly fed, which is, a basic need for every human being.
You
right?
bet.
On the same lines where the churches work together, can you explain a little bit about how you and the other food banks in the community are working together?
Yeah, so United Way has done a good and very helpful job of pulling together some of the different food pantries, food banks, and other food services for regular conversations. So they've helped out some with this happening in North County, Central County, and South County. So within Central County, that's the one I know the most about. So we get together on a somewhat regular basis every month to 2 months, depending on everybody's schedules and the needs that arise, to talk about what we do, how we do it, best practices, as well as to talk about some of the concerns that we're addressing that might require advocacy. One of the things that a lot of folks ask, so the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry is the largest food pantry in Berkshire County. And so sometimes people will say, well, why doesn't everybody just work with the one pantry? I understand sort of that desire for that, or that mm-hmm. want for that, around what might seem like as an efficiency. Mm-hmm. But when you really come right down to it, if you think about grocery stores and other things, they're spread throughout communities. Mm-hmm. Same thing has to happen with food pantries. Mm-hmm. And with a lot of our folks, since they're challenged as far as transportation, being able to get from place to place, mm-hmm. All of those food pantries and food programs, regardless of how small or how large, are helpful for people. So figuring out ways that we can coordinate each other's work, learn from each other, and address some of the challenges that we all face collectively is part of the thing that these groupings that the United Way has helped pull together have been very helpful with.
Yeah. And it is important that everybody work together and collaborate.
Yep.
To get, because you're all on the same mission, like
yep.
you said. And geography is one of the bigger points there, because yep. a lot of folks who have these needs may not have the ability or the transportation to get to one central point. So you yeah. need to be spread around.
Well, and I think one of the things that we've learned is that part of our work at the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, we also deliver to folks who can't necessarily make it out of their homes. Mm-hmm. And that's a significant number of the people that we serve. So mm-hmm. it's over 500 deliveries that we do regularly mm-hmm. To folks that can't necessarily get out of their homes. Mm-hmm. Some of those are, you know, once a month. Some of those are on a more regular basis. Mm-hmm. But that's part of that work. And again, that's also one of the reasons why having many local food pantries is important. Because for some of our folks, they're coming to us because there's not another food pantry that they can get to locally, either because of mobility issues that they have or mm-hmm. transportation issues, just not having that available.
Yeah, and you know, we talked a little bit before. I had volunteered in that role
yeah.
a couple of years ago. And one other reason that sometimes people need things delivered to their home is because they can't make it there on their own during those hours because they're working.
Yep.
Which is something that we need to emphasize here, too, is that
yep.
we're not just talking about people who are on disability or homebound, right? Mm-hmm. There are a number of people who require these needs who are working full-time.
The majority
and
of
it's
our
just,
folks.
It's, right, and it's still just not enough to support their families or themselves.
That's right. It's really the majority of our folks mm-hmm. that are working, from what we hear from folks. So yeah.
Yeah. So when you going back to that cohort that the Berkshire United Way has kind of put together for you guys to talk about trends and so forth, obviously one of the concerns that you have right now would be some of the cuts that are coming.
Sure.
Is there any strategy or discussion yet, or are you kind of waiting to see what that looks like?
It's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. So I think with a lot of the places in the sectors where some of the cuts are coming or some of the challenges are coming policy-wise too, is that the first thing that people were sort of getting their mind around is how it was going to impact their sector specifically. But I think we're also recognizing that there's a collective effect. And we're trying to get our heads and our minds around that too. Because if you really think about it, when if you're paying for food and having food as part of your budget, it's also the same budget that housing comes out of, communication needs come out of, transportation comes out of, and your housing comes out of. So what we're getting clarity about is how it's going to specifically affect the food sector, but it's going to be the collective impact of all of those things mm-hmm. That are also going to mean that there's going to be an increased need for programs like the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's talk a little bit more some of the programming that you guys have had over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, a big one that's very well known is the Thanksgiving Angels.
Sure.
So talk a little bit about that, and you explained to me also off air that it's sort of its own thing now. Is
yeah.
that right? Okay.
Yeah, at one point, what was then, now the South Community Food Pantry, now the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, was under the umbrella of United Church of Christ Pittsfield, as well as Thanksgiving Angels. As these programs have grown, it's made more sense to have these be separate 501c3s.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry is now its own separate organization, as is Thanksgiving Angels. Just over the last year, became its own organization too, all with its own boards.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk about what the Thanksgiving Angels program is?
Yeah. Right. So Thanksgiving Angels, so the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry is a year-round program. feeding people throughout the year. Thanksgiving Angels focuses specifically on helping people have celebrations around Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So people sign up frequently from the different food pantries, but from other sources too. And they have the opportunity to come to the church and pick up a meal that covers most of the basics. Turkey, different kinds of produce are sometimes included, and we're figuring out exactly what that will be. Some canned goods, and of course the can of cranberry sauce, as well as a few other things that are put as part of those packages. So on usually that last Monday in November before Thanksgiving, we start to have a lineup at the church, and people come through and pick up the food that they've signed up for. Mm-hmm. But it's really important to sign up for that one in advance. With the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, you can come at any time and just sort of come during the normal hours, which are 7:30 to 11 o'clock on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And we also have a slot at between 4:30 and 5:30 to pick up food. With Thanksgiving Angels specifically, you will begin to see and hear about opportunities to sign up for that one. So that one's not one you can drop in with. You do have to sign up for that one in advance. So that's a significant difference between the two programs.
Okay, because a lot more preparation goes into those Thanksgiving Angels packages, right?
Well, part of it is a one-time event.
Yeah.
Okay. So with the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, if we don't happen to use up all of our canned beans in 1 week, they just carry over to the next week. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving Angels doesn't necessarily have that same kind of carryover ability. If they have excess, they do share it with the pantry. Mm-hmm. But it's usually, that's more of a one-time thing. So that they really try to make sure that everybody who's requested food is able to get the food they need. And the way that they really balance that out is by having the people sign up in advance for that.
And I know that's a popular pickup, because I've seen where they had it coned off, and there's traffic details, and to make it move smoothly, efficiently, because you do have a lot of people who are, accepting that help for that holiday.
And that's been something that's been increasing too and growing. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the number exactly what it was when I first arrived here, but we're looking at the possibility of having around 2,500 meals that are prepared for boxes and beforehand. Mm-hmm. And part of it, too, is that it really is something that the whole community comes together with. We get volunteers from businesses and organizations that come and help us pack the boxes. We have volunteers on the day that also come and show up. Again, I mentioned before how generous Berkshire County is. That program has become so successful, and so many volunteers have showed up, is that this year we're really going to be emphasizing for different organizations, asking folks to make sure that they only bring the folks that they signed up for. Because we've run into the wonderful problem of really enthusiastic groups coming in and wanting to pack more boxes, and then for the next group that comes in, there's not necessarily as much, or by having more volunteers than we have tasks for the day. So this is going to be 1 year where we're going to really be sort of limiting and very specifically scheduling folks and the number of folks for different periods in time. But that's a wonderful problem to have.
It sure is.
So I would encourage anybody who says, we have all the volunteers we need. Mm-hmm. There are so many other organizations and good organizations around the area that need help. Mm-hmm. Consider taking that same time and giving it to another organization, or even sort of monetizing what the time would be that you would give and give that to a local organization too.
Yeah. Well, good advice. So you also had some other little programs that I noticed on your website. There was the Operation Tomato.
Yeah.
Right? Can you tell me about that? What's that about?
Yeah. So part of one of the things that we try to do more of as much as we can is have fresh produce for folks. One of the programs that has been recently cut is a program that paid farmers to grow food for the pantries. So we're still trying to figure out, we're having to pay for more produce to make sure people get some fresh produce than we used to. Mm-hmm. One of the ideas that Mary had, Mary Wheat, again, sort of the heart and soul of the pantry, one of the ideas she had was to have something she called Operation Tomato, and it gave out tomato plants to folks who came to the pantry so that they might be able to have some fresh produce pretty close to them or outside their door. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of the tomato plants outside the doors of the pantry, and we're happy when people come and pick up a tomato or two as they're available.
That's great. And that is just a nice, different way to introduce people, one, to gardening. I mean, granted, we're talking about a plant, maybe it's even inside in the kitchen or something like that, but still, there's a lot to be said about having your own produce and growing your and taking care of that plant, you know.
Yeah.
So that's great that that's an opportunity.
Well, and nothing tastes better.
Yeah, no.
Than something that you just picked and you just get to include in your meal. There's nothing better.
Yeah, I have a small modest garden, but one of my favorite things is just to go through and just pick as yep. I just go through and eat as I go through.
You yeah. know? So it's a pretty wonderful thing.
Yeah. So let's talk about the big event that we wanted to talk about, which mm-hmm. is the Rock the Pantry. It is a concert to benefit the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry.
Correct.
There at 110 South Street. It's going to be held right across the street at the Colonial.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Berkshire Stage is sponsoring that.
Yeah, Berkshire Theater Group.
Berkshire Theater Group. Yep. I'm sorry. Yep. Yeah, I got that confused with Barrington Stage. But Berkshire yep. Theater Group, yes, mm-hmm. Is, although Barrington Stage, I believe, is still a sponsor, right? Somehow or... but this is being brought to you by the
Colonial
Theater.
Yeah, Berkshire Theater Group through the Colonial. Yeah,
sorry.
That's fine.
I worked so hard on getting the name of the pantry right. I'm getting all the others confused. I apologize.
Well, Colonial is a great partner in this and is has been very generous mm-hmm. in helping provide space for this event, really at no cost to the pantry at all. Being right across the street from the pantry, they're a great neighbor, and they see the neighbors that are coming to the pantry to receive food every day that the pantry is open. It's no surprise that it has continuity that in the way that they've been very generous and open to sharing with us in the past, they're sharing with us at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody who's listening is interested in a ticket, what you can do is go to berkshiretheatergroup.org, and then on the far right-hand page of that is something that says All Events. If you click on All Events, you can see all the different great events that are happening within the Berkshire Theater Group. But if you scroll down to September 20th, that's where the Rock the Pantry event is, and you can click on that and purchase tickets and get to see some of the great artists that are going to be part of that gathering.
Yeah, and the Colonial Theater, they have quite a lineup in addition to the Rock the Pantry event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do a lot of tribute-type bands, right?
Yeah.
So I was looking. They've got something for the Rolling Stones coming up, Queen, the Eagles, CCR. I think it's Adam Ezra Group is going to be there.
Yep.
Albert Cummings. And then Orleans, you know, still the one.
Yep.
Those guys. And the Taste of Ireland is another thing. I think it's coming up around the same time as your performance. So
yeah, I think it's the day before.
Is it okay? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things going on at the Colonial. So make sure you check that out. And again, we really appreciate their support on this this whole entire event here. That's a fundraiser for the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets, are very reasonable.
Yep,
you know, $40, $60. You know, and then some service fee. But that's par for the course these days.
Yep.
But still very, very reasonable. So
very reasonable indeed.
Yeah. Yep. There's in addition to that, there's plenty of opportunities for people to make donations
mm-hmm.
to the pantry, not just by bringing food by, but and again, if we emphasize that if you're going to do that, that we want to make sure that it's not something that has crossed the line as far as expiration.
That's right.
So just be, you know, mindful of anything that you're bringing by. Take a look before you bring it in, because that is just one more thing that the volunteers who are they're working very hard to get those packages together. If you can eliminate that task of them having to sort out things that have expired, that would be also helpful to the whole process.
I'd say also if it's a particularly large donation, too, it'd be really helpful to contact the pantry in advance of bringing that in. Frequently with a larger donation, instead of the regular hours, they'll figure out a time that's off of our regular hours, which again are 7:30 to 11 o'clock on Wednesdays and Thursdays, as well as 4:30 to 5:30 on Wednesdays. They'll find a time that's outside that time parameter to receive a larger donation.
Mm-hmm. And as far as those days that you do have services there at the pantry, you mentioned there's a breakfast available, right, on
yep.
those both of those mornings? So
yeah,
you get a hot breakfast to go?
Yep, from 7:30 to 9 o'clock on Wednesdays and Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
There's a breakfast available on those days.
Mm-hmm.
There's also and these are all to-go meals. There's also food that's available from 4:30 to 5:30 for both pickup and pantry food on Wednesday evenings as well.
All right. So it's Wednesdays and Thursdays that you're open.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, right. Yep.
And delivery is in addition. There are delivery days in addition to that, though, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are on that schedule to have delivery, it can be other than just Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I know our delivery deliveries have gotten pretty close to their capacity as far as what we can do as far as deliveries. But yeah, deliveries usually happen. Most of them happen on Tuesdays. Some happen on other days too. And the pantry is really busy every day. There's people. Saturday tends to be the day where everybody takes a deep breath sometimes, but not all the time. But every other day, people are either receiving some of the food deliveries that come in, just doing some cleanup of the pantry to get ready for the next week, dropping off some stuff that gets picked up at this place or that place. So I'm frequently surprised how many times when I'm at the church at some sort of odd hour when someone from the pantry is already there or arrives just as I'm arriving, either to cook one of the meals or get ready for what might be next.
And just as far as scheduling goes, you do mirror the Pittsfield school schedule, right? So in the event of bad weather,
right?
Not that we want to be talking about that in August, but
but
if you are in that schedule or you as the winter approaches, just do understand that if school is canceled that day, not delayed. If it's delayed, you'll be open. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
Sometimes the pantry might be delayed too.
Okay, sure.
And the reality is that any time that it's hard for families to get to the pantry, it's also hard for our volunteers to get to the pantry. And we just want it to be safe for everybody who comes. So we recognize that sometimes that creates its own challenge, but we haven't been able to figure out another way to get around it.
Yeah. But just keep that in mind if you are a recipient or you may be a recipient at some point. Again, we talked about the volunteers and what a valuable aspect of this whole project that is, and that you've got, how many did you say, 100 and?
It's around, depends how you count them, because we have different volunteers that come for different periods, but I'd say between 130 and 150 is probably where we are with volunteers right now. Many of the folks who are also volunteers are either regular recipients of food from the pantry, or were at one point in time and are figuring out other ways to give back and to make sure that this service continues.
And you can volunteer as someone who can put the boxes together. You can help unload the trucks, like you said, when there's a big delivery. You can go and make purchases. Sometimes you have to go pick things up. You can also make the deliveries to the homes for those who can't make it in to pick up the supplies themselves.
You bet.
So there's all kinds of things that you can do. So, if it's even something that remotely you're thinking about, reach out to the pantry. You'll be asking for Mary Wheat or Carol Pius. They are the volunteer coordinators, and just talk to them about what it is you're most interested in doing. So there's a variety of things that you could be doing, right?
I think sometimes one of the things that some of the people who are considering volunteering really focus on are the hours of the pantry. As I mentioned, there's a lot of stuff that happens outside of what the hours of the pantry are that we're looking for help with too. So we've got people who are helping with all the things you mentioned in addition to cooking the meals, planning the meals, cleaning up after the meals. We've got someone who comes in and sort of mops the pantry every Friday afternoon, and sometimes it needs another sweep here and there. So it's a busy place. There's always something that needs to be done. And so if that's something that you really feel called to, reach out to the pantry and they'll let you know some of the volunteer opportunities that are available.
So we're winding down here. We got about a minute and a half. What would you like to sign off on? What's an important message you want to get across? And then we'll certainly mention the fundraiser one more time too.
Sure. I think the most important thing is just to remember that everybody has a gap moment in their life. Everybody does. You can think of one that you've had in your life if you're listening, and think of something in someone else's life. Everybody needs help once in a while. The pantry and many other organizations are organizations that help with that gap moment. They help them get from the place they are now to a better place. So every time you help out the pantry or another similar organization, you're helping people span that gap.
Yeah, exactly. So this is it. It could be any one of us at any time.
Any one of us.
Right. So wherever you can help out, obviously our community appreciates it. The food pantry appreciates it. So wherever you can fill those gaps.
You bet.
And one way you can do it is by having a little bit of fun.
You
right? On Saturday the 20th.
Saturday the 20th at 7 p.m. Yep. Across the street at the Colonial Theater. We're having a fundraiser. It'll be about 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. We've got a great set of musicians that are going to be present. Billy Keene, who also, by the way, he used to be a deliverer for the pantry at one point in time. Billy Keene will be playing, also related to Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. It will be present. The Wanda Houston Band will be there, and she's fantastic. And Talia Bernal and Jason Ennis will also be sharing. Jackson Ducharme, who's a 14-year-old Elvis impersonator, mm-hmm. Will also be present as part of the event. So it's going to be great music for a great cause.
Right,
and
one,
I look
one
forward
time.
To seeing you there.
One time.
Thank you very much. No, see, every time I do it, it sounds more like Jimmy Stewart.
Well, I appreciate you trying that.
Yeah.
So fantastic. And again, the ticket prices are very reasonable, $40 to $60. And mm-hmm. then the service fees, of course. But check it out. Go to the websites. Check it out. We'd love to have you there. The pantry would love to have you there. Thank you, Reverend Mike Denton, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody out there, for joining us today. Everybody here at WTBR appreciate you tuning in to the Morning Drive this morning. We hope that you'll join us every day. Have a good weekend.